tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. It is Thursday, June 12th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a good show lined up for you today. Lots of local area inside information, politics. You're going to hear nowhere else on any other show, on any other station in the entire state of Michigan. Directly impacting our listening area. As I'm speaking to you right now, it's 9:07 a.m. here on this Thursday, June 12th. Well, Village Council Member George Ranville for Mackinac Village is down in Lansing testifying about Senate Bill 304. What is Senate Bill 304? Who's the sponsor of Senate Bill 304? What do they hope to accomplish? Well, came to my attention last night that they, the senators involved in this Senate Bill 304, are trying to basically pull a fast one over the local community, both in Mackinac City and St. Ignace. And this is an issue that is very near and dear to my heart, because this goes back all the way to me and Vicky getting married on Mackinac Island. The mayor of the island, Democrat Margaret Dowd, performed the ceremony for us in her flower garden next to the Windermere Hotel, August 16th, 1984. 41 years ago this August. The memories that was created that week will live with me forever. The ferry ride over, Glenn, her porter, coming down on his bike with his wagon, getting our suitcases, taking us to our room, sitting out on the front porch, looking at Round Island Lighthouse, looking at the park next to Iroquois Hotel, remembering the movie Somewhere in Time, which was the basis. The main reason we chose to get married on Mackinac Island was because of that movie. Jane Seymour, Christopher Reeves, Christopher Plummer, all the actors, all the extras. One of the extras in that movie, by the way, was Mayor Margaret Dowd's elderly night clerk. His name was Willard. When a lot of the other guests of the hotel would come in from dinner, sit on the porch, maybe sit in the parlor there and watch TV for a little bit, go to bed, Vicky and I would be sitting on the porch talking with Willard. The history, the stories about the island that he told us was simply amazing. And in the movie Somewhere in Time, the main dining room to the Grand Hotel, where they're having dinner and dancing, if you watch closely, Willard and another elderly gentleman are talking at a table in the dining room. And they have a brief cameo shot of him engaging with this other gentleman as Christopher Reeves walks by, approaching Elise McKenna, Jane Seymour, the famous actress of her time, and going to cut in on Christopher Plummer and dance with her, or on another gentleman actually was dancing. Christopher Plummer was watching from afar, and Christopher Reeves steps in, cuts in on this gentleman, and dances with her. A lot of great memories. Well, there's been certain laws in place since the 1800s regarding ferries, regarding where they leave from, where they're housed, where they're maintained, where they're stored, and how they operate serving the island. Well, got a very interesting story about Senate Bill 304 introduced by a couple of senators in Lansing. We're going to talk about it today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Talking about Senate Bill 304 of 2025. Now, one thing you have to understand, this bill has bipartisan support, according to the co-sponsors of the bill. The lead sponsor of the bill is State Senator John DeMoose from the 37th Senate District, which covers Mackinac City, St. Ignace, and Mackinac Island. Two Republican rhinos, senators, that he reached out to that are not in the district asking them to co-sponsor the bills was none other than Ed McBroom from the western part of the UP, Senate District 38, and John Bumstead, District 32. But in addition, he reached out and got the Democrat majority floor leader, Sam Singh, very liberal communist from the East Lansing area, District 28. Mallory McMorrow, this absolute crazy, over-the-top Democrat that thinks she wants to be the next U.S. Senator for the state of Michigan and from District 8. Another Democrat, Rosemary Baer, also another far-left winger. And this evolved, I believe, from the mayor of Mackinac Island, Margaret Dowd, the mayor pro tem, and their legal counsel's meeting with one of John DeMoose's aides on the island. And what they want to do is amend Section 1 of a law, a statute that's been on the book since 1899. Transportation, regulation of ferries, provides for the amendment of Section 1, Chapter 9, Section 1, Chapter 7, 16, excuse me, of 1899, LA 437. What does that mean? Well, basically, doing the deep dive and looking at the language, sponsor Senator John DeMoose, Mackinac Island Ferry Regulation. The analysis by the Senate Fiscal Agency, based on the summary of the introduction of the bill submitted to committee. The bill would amend Local Act 437 of 1899, which governs the city of Mackinac Island's city charter, to allow the city of Mackinac Island to regulate all aspects of ferry service to and from the city, including ancillary fees and charges to consumers. The act establishes the charter of the city of Mackinac Island. The charter is amended only by the state legislature. Among other things, the act grants the city of Mackinac Island the authority to license, and regulate ferries to and from the city, and to regulate and prescribe from time to time the charges and prices for the transportation of persons and property therein. Mackinac Island City also has the authority to provide for the revocation of any such licenses and for the punishment by proper fines and penalties of the violation of any ordinance prohibiting unlicensed ferries. The bill would grant the city of Mackinac Island the authority to license and regulate all aspects of ferry service to and from the island, to and from the city, to regulate all charges and prices for or in connection with the transportation of persons and property by the ferry, such as baggage, fees, early or priority boarding fees, fees and charges for parking of vehicles by persons accessing the ferry service, whether within the city or on the mainland, and all other fees and charters in connection with the ferry service. The bill would not take effect unless approved by the majority of the electors, the people, the voters, living on Mackinac Island, within the city of Mackinac Island, needing to vote on the question, which would have to be submitted at the next regular election held 60 days after the bill's effective date. The question would have to appear as follows. And this is, again, a referendum, folks, that would be voted on by the voters of Mackinac Island, the city of Mackinac Island. Question being asked of the voters. Shall 1899 Local Act 437, entitled An Act to Amend 1899 Local Acts 437, entitled As an Act to Vacate the Township of Holmes and Village of Mackinac in Mackinac County, State of Michigan, and incorporate the city of Mackinac Island in said Mackinac County by amending Section 1 of Chapter 9 and Section 1 of Chapter 16, and to provide for a referendum should this be adopted, yes or no. If approved by the majority of voters, the question would take effect 10 days after certification of the election results. Do you see what's happening here? The ferry service, Starline, Arnold, all these ferries that we've all taken over the years have gone through some major restructuring. I believe one, if not two, of the ferry services have been sold. They are controlled and operated by private businesses. The mainland they refer to covers two cities, Mackinac City and St. Ignace, because the ferries have ports in both of those cities and come to the island from two different angles. One, north of the Mackinac Bridge in St. Ignace, one south in Mackinac City. The people that want to get to the island have to use the ferry services. They have to park their cars, many of them parking overnight. If you're going to be on the island for a week, you're going to be parking and paying for parking there for your vehicle to be watched and a location, a safe location for it to be parked at while you're on the island. This bill being concocted by the mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, their legal counsel, perhaps the residents of the island, I'm going to call basically the tail. The dog to which the tail services it is the ferries in Mackinac City and St. Ignace. They're the big dogs. They're the ones that have to have purchase, operate, maintain, insure the ferries themselves. Where are they stored in the wintertime? Well, they're not stored on Mackinac Island. They're stored on the mainland, which requires buildings and or yards for them to be stored at during the winter months. Property taxes need to be paid. Employees need to be paid to take care of the ferries. Back in the day, in 1899, it was determined that it had to be controlled on the mainland. Now, all of a sudden, Senator John DeMoose, for whatever reason, I don't know if somebody's making a campaign donation to his account for his future run for Congress or exactly what it is that's going on, but he gets a rhino Senator Bumstead, another Republican, to sponsor the bill, and then he gets every left-leaning loon in the Democrat side to co-sponsor. So now it appears to be bipartisan. So because the Democrats in DeMoose will vote for this, and Bumstead, he co-sponsored it, so of course he's going to vote for it. These two rhino Republicans working with the Democrats are going to take the sovereignty, the control, away from the mainland and give it to the tiny island. And the island then can license these ferries as they see fit. And they have total control to regulate all the charges and prices that we, the consumers, will have to pay to get on these ferries. Will it be controlled by competition of the ferries on the mainland? No. It will be dictated from the island. Well, George Ranville, who ran against DeMoose for state senate, is down testifying at a committee hearing this morning. As soon as he texts me and lets me know that he's back on the road, coming back to Beer de Mac Brewery that he owns with his son and family, we are going to have him on the show. Penny, audio is absolutely fine. Are you listening on the radio or are you listening on a computer? If you're on a computer, you need to reboot. So basically, Officer Rick has it right. This new ordinance sounds a bit overreaching and unconstitutional to me. Basically, the island which the ferries service provide transportation to are basically the tail is trying to tell the dog what to do. Tell the dog what hoops it's going to have to jump through. Well, here's the main point. I'm going to dive into this. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to find out what campaign donation did Senator John DeMoose get from the island? What promises did he get? I want to find out exactly what is the main reason why Senator John DeMoose is sponsoring, being the lead sponsor of this bill. And I'm going to find out from George Ranville when he is rolling on the road, able to join us from his cell phone while he's driving, what happened at this committee hearing, what did he testify to, and what does the village of Mackinac and perhaps St. Ignace, what are they willing to do to fight this bill? And then we're going to make the House representatives know about it and see if it even comes up for a vote. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.